You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, you got your homie Juss.
That was Benji. But yeah, so it's Benji Calavera. You already know what it is.
I'm here too, by the way. Daddy's here. Benji threw me all the way up. I'm like everywhere. What's up, guys? I'm here.
Yo, 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 we here. We live. This we're together.
Poppy's home. You know what I'm saying? AKA Poppy.
Poppy Chulo's in the building. Daddy Delgado. Salt and Spitter yeah, Swallow.
AKA Mr. Papucho, you know?
Oh, we're giving each other new nicknames on here. Okay, I see.
But we do want to put a little bit of shine on you, homie, because you dropped your Straight Talk episode, two-part Straight Talk episode.
Two-part? Right? Oh, shit.
It's kind of anticipated because, like, you know, you talked about how you were doing this two-parter with the Pokemon thing and then the Jersey Jam mm-hmm. session. But, yeah, so far what I've listened to, I love it. Of course, I love Straight Talk. It's like one of my favorite podcasts. It's how I got to know you, besides being on the time of when you were on Smack the Raw, and now you're on Smackin' the Raw, and now you're here with us. Yeah, man. I'm gonna listen to the
podcast this morning. What a journey!
It's a journey, though. It's a journey.
Pokemon journey.
Great. So, how do you feel now that you've tried to catch them all? You know.
You know what? I feel like the only thing I caught was some hands. A few diseases, few misfortunes, bad breaks, but along the way, it's been nothing but fun times with good friends, and you know, can't really complain when you have like good friends around you.
Yeah, yeah, and shout out to Will, Matt, Jalen, Bosh, who was all on that last episode. But I do want to do a little bit of a remix version to the Jersey Jam session, right?
Okay.
So I'm thinking like. I think we, since I didn't have the opportunity to participate, me and Benji, I'm thinking maybe we should give our top five jerseys at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I like how Just set this all up, just be like, you know, yeah, Straight Talk. And then he said, fuck that shit. We're doing our own version. Yo.
No, I think the way I interpreted it was, hey, I missed out on this. I want to do it. Let's do it.
Oh,
I'm just saying, me personally, I wouldn't take that. Me personally, I wouldn't take that.
With your instigation.
Man, that's Benji's thing since he got on this call with us, man. Just instigating with everything, man. Jesus.
Bro, you like right now you like Damian Priest, man, trying to recruit all these people to Judgment Day right now, like.
Mm-hmm. This man woke up and chose violence.
Listen, man, peace is for the dead, violence is for the living.
Get the. But if I have to give my top five, I would say I think honorable mention definitely is the 96-97 era of the Detroit Pistons. That's the one with the horse.
Oh, fire.
Oh, yeah. The teal one with Grant Hill.
Yes, with Grant mm-hmm. Hill. And they got Jerry Stackhouse on that team as well. Also another one, the 96 All-Star game in San Antonio with the Southwest type font on there. Another one too is like I think you guys mentioned the Jersey Nets, but the Petrovic era where they had like those Ooh. Waves. They had those like those waves on the Nets jerseys. I thought that was very classic. Dope.
Classic. Those were good too. Yeah, I like those for sure.
I know you guys had mentioned like Chicago Bulls, right? Because I know mm-hmm. it wasn't trying to be too Chicago Bulls heavy, but to me, in my opinion, they have like the cleanest jerseys. But if I had to be specific, I know it's kind of hard to look at, but when you really look at the different eras of the Bulls jerseys, for me, that 90s, that first three championships, like I just feel like the font and the lettering and the way the red was, it wasn't it just didn't pop. It didn't, the red popped a little bit and the letters were like more screen printed instead of the embossed embroidered version. So
I really like the 90s Hornets one with the
Oh,
green.
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The teal. The yeah. They, yeah. It was on the episode.
The
For
white
sure.
teal, and then they had an alternate purple. It's also nice, too. The Charlotte Hornets
Yeah.
jersey. Also Vancouver Grizzlies, the first version with the bear on there.
Shout out Vancouver. Shout out, shout out.
Big Country Reeves. Shout out Big Country Reeves.
You know, Vancouver,
Sharif
big
Abdul-Rahim.
Gitcho
Sharif
listeners.
Abdul-Rahim.
Big Gitcho audience in Vancouver.
They love us out there. They love us out there.
Yeah.
You know where else we're big? In Duluth.
Duluth?
I thought we were big in Germany.
We're actually big in Honduras.
Honduras.
Honduras, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all our Hondureños listening to us right now. Let's talk about another jersey. I'm gonna bring one up. I thought about this for a minute because we talked mostly retro stuff. So I'm gonna move on and talk about a more recent one. I mentioned the Phoenix Suns. They were actually mentioned, I think, twice.
Yes,
on the episode. I want to give a shout out to the Black Valley ones that the Devin
that's
Booker,
a newer
Chris
one. Yeah,
Alt.
That's a newer one.
Yeah, the one that kind of looks like it has like the little like rainbow skyline thing. That kind of looks like very block. It has the
it has
valley
like the desert front. Horizon on it type of.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, the desert horizon with like the valley just to the front.
Yep,
it was really good. Not too many of the Nike jerseys are all that good, but that one's a clean one for sure.
Okay. So you guys brought that up on the episode. The newer Nike jerseys, I kind of have a beef with. I just feel like they took what was nice in the early champion era and tried to make it their own. But some of the colors are just off. Like the Lakers one, I know we had mentioned before. Just like it's like like pasty yellow instead of like the gold yellow. And just like the Denver Nuggets one too, like some of them are really nice, but like the yellow is kind of off on some of them. And when they try to go back and do the vintage one with like the mountains and stuff, like the obviously the old one is better. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's more or less kind of like when they do like a remake of like an old movie that they've already released, like Little Mermaid coming out or like Snow White coming out, or so always trying to do like a live action version of like an animated Disney film that's already been
like
out.
Lion King.
The Lion King, yeah, man.
The live action version didn't hit like the animated version. I just felt like I was watching Natural Geographic.
Damn, like that.
Oh man, with some bad CGI. What about you, Benji?
Oh,
hey!
Whoa, NSYNC over here.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Shout out to NSYNC. They made a return at the VMAs.
Yup.
They're going to be in the new Smurf movies.
They're doing an episode of Hot Ones. We seen a preview for that. Like I saw on Instagram. So.
Okay.
But yeah,
a little Backstreet Boy action would have been better. But you know, to each their own, I guess.
Stop with the cap.
But what about
Benji? What was the question? I'm sorry.
Some of the like top jerseys, top five.
So I mentioned the Hornets. I also like the classic the pinstripe Rockets.
Oh, with the rocket, with the actual rocket.
Yeah, the navy blue one.
That's
the
one.
The Barkley Rocket ones.
You know what? The whole Chris Webber Kings jerseys I always liked.
Yes.
That was one of my first early ones that I mentioned.
You feel me?
Yeah, dude, they're so clean.
The black and blue.
That whole era, that team, man, got robbed, but whatever. Let's not get into that.
Whoa, there is another game they played. There was a game 7. They could have came back. They could have came back.
I love you, Just. But me and Benji are on the same page here. We're gonna tag team you on this one. I'm sorry. They got robbed. They should have just won that game, and it would have been a wrap.
Yeah, but they had another game. They had another chance to win.
Listen,
what happened in that other game? They got like foul trouble like in the first quarter.
No, it was a straight game in the seventh game. Just to let you know, I've battled with this conversation my whole life.
Shout out Tim Donahue. You know, shout out Tim Donahue.
I need to get that AJ Styles clip where he's like, cap, that means cap. Oh, that means lie.
That means lie. Yeah.
That means lie. Cap, that's cap. That means lie.
Wait, you're saying the Kings jersey? The Kings jersey,
the Kings, the Hornets, the Rockets. Also like what do you call it? So some vintage Knicks too, because of that.
Like, which one? Like the type,
you know what I mean? The vintage,
the orange with, and with the
classic orange,
the blue with the orange.
Just because, you know, I like that the color, because you know every time you see that color, you know they're losing that game. So it's like, you know, I would appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
You know which Knicks jerseys I like? It was like the one right before, like, or like at the beginning of the Melo era. Back when they still had like Jamal Crawford, Jamal Crawford, Nate Robinson, Eddie Curry, where it was like the navy blue, but it had the black on the side. Those look really clean. I really like those for sure. I was very upset when they changed it to like more of a traditional basic look to it.
Yeah,
it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Benji mentioned the Kings, and I do want to shout out, like, I think it was like maybe like the 08-09, like. The biggest name, like the DeMarcus Cousins / Tyreek Evans Sacramento Kings jerseys, because I like those because it had kind of like a claw or like a fang like on the side with like the
stripe. Yeah,
I like that. I thought it was so clean. I thought they were cool. I like them for sure.
Because that was more jersey. Of a play on like the whole royalty thing.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. One that I like, and there's been multiple versions of it, and I don't think any of them have been misses, except for like the white ones, and those are the Toronto Raptor OVO jerseys with like the black and gold.
Those are nice.
Those are clean as fuck. I've always, well, not always, but earlier on when I was playing 2K and I was like creating my own teams and like doing like a league mode, and I create my own franchise and do like a like an expansion draft, I would create the Chicago Saints and then have that color scheme of like the gold with black.
Okay. I got you.
So I like that's that. why I really vibe with them. I thought they were good aesthetically. It was a clean jersey for sure.
No, that's clean. So I saw that the Minneapolis Lakers jersey got mentioned, but did you guys like the Los Angeles like Laker jerseys, like the lake? Like the like it was navy.
The one that had
like
the lake logo on it?
Yeah. It was like a blue colorway.
No. You
remember that?
Nah.
Yeah. That wasn't my favorite either.
You have Google at your disposal, Benji. I think what we should all do is we should be Googling the jerseys we each mentioned, since we didn't come prepared for this. And Justin just kind of like threw it on this last minute.
My bad. No, but that was just a tie-in.
We can search it up in silence while we're recording it, you know. Nothing like dead air.
No, but that was just a small tie-in to help promote the Jersey Jam Session.
Synchronicity,
Vince, yeah, you know? that's what
duplicity,
we do.
You know?
Again, in sync. Again, you know what I'm saying?
In sync, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But to move on to the next thing. So, guys, we've seen wrestling all week.
Yes.
What type of wrestling fan were y'all this week?
Go ahead, Benji.
Sure. This week I was like, if you took Humpty Dumpty and just smashed him on the wall, you know?
Okay.
So he's very detached. Very like, you know, just like I'm paying attention to stuff, but not really. Just kind of doing my own thing right now, you know. What a lot of people should be doing, you know, maybe touching a little bit of grass, you know, drinking water. Just, you know, living life a little bit, you know what I mean? Then eventually I'll come back and see what's been going on, you know what I mean? But you don't want to be chronically online, I think. You know, so that's why I'm just trying to, you know, detach myself a little bit.
Okay.
You know, all the hoopla, the discourse, the drama, all that stuff you see on the TL or the timeline for, you know, my millennials out there. And yeah, so that's pretty much where I've been at, where I be at, you know.
Okay.
No movie reference this week, so yeah.
Okay. Okay, for me, I'll go next. For me, I've been kind of like an asthma attack type of wrestling fan. Just because like seeing The Rock come out and the whole thing with Pat McAfee had me shocked, had me almost hyperventilating, almost had me, you know, no oxygen to the brain. So I was like, because I was so excited to see.
Wait. Say it. Make that sound again and make that face again.
And just, you know, unconsciously just having no blood to my brain. It was kind of shocking to see The Rock actually come back and be the WWE arena. I mean, of course, like, yeah, they were in Denver and they had the Pat McAfee show in Denver too. But who would have thought, though? Who would have thought? Another shocking asthma attack moment, kind of seeing Randy Orton make his way coming back to the PC, training there, getting his reps in, you know what I'm saying? Who would have thought? I guess, like, you know, Randy Orton is such a G that walking in the NXT parking lot, he is a safe thing for him. The rumors of Jade Cargill possibly coming to WWE, Cargill possibly coming to WWE or having talks with WWE is kind of cool too. So that's a shocking, short of breath type of moment. And seeing Eddie Kingston also be ROH champion, you know what I'm saying? In his match against Claudio. Also, you know, I got to check my vital signs because that kind of got me, stop breathing as well.
Really? No. Yeah, and so you know, cared for Eddie Kingston like that, you know?
I got props. Well,
after that, shout out to the people in Simbacourt, you know, in Sumatra, you know, all my inhaler people out there.
Yeah, the albuterols, you know, the albuterols of the world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, talk about getting our breath away, Vince.
That transition. For me, I've been a lukewarm wrestling fan, you know.
Okay.
Like the Rock stuff, it happened, you know, it was cool, but I'm just kind of like, okay, is he here for the long haul? Is he actually going to do something with Roman? Is he just here just to do one smaller program and then bounce?
Right.
Is he actually going to do a little like reunion tour or something, kind of like John Cena's doing? But the reason why I've been such a lukewarm wrestling fan is because wrestling hasn't been my number one priority since Thursday. No. My number one priority since Thursday evening has been the new Mortal Kombat game. And I played a little bit of the story mode on Thursday evening. Friday, I played a little bit more of it. I did the new mode that's called Invasions mode, which... Mm-hmm. The best way I can describe it is like being like on one of those Super Mario game maps, and then like going
Mario Party.
Yeah, no, not Mario Party. Like the OG ones, like where you go on the map from one stop to the next, the
different levels.
The world
Mario Party 3, Super Mario 3, right?
Yeah. Like that. So it's essentially like that, where you're on the little like map, and each little pit stop is either like a test your might or a tower, or like just like general fights, and
you have to like.
Yeah, it's a cool little thing. They got rid of the crypt in place of it. Saturday, I played a little bit more of it. Sunday, I played a lot of it. Monday, I really got into the meat and potatoes of it and finished the story mode. Fantastic story mode. Gameplay is fantastic. Graphics-wise, it's probably the best-looking video game I've seen.
Really? Okay.
They really use a lot and take advantage of the PS5. Like mechanics and how it's able to actually
only playing it on the Switch.
yeah, I did, but then I switched back to my PS5. So that's why I've been a lukewarm wrestling fan, because I haven't really cared about watching like SmackDown or watching NXT or Raw or anything else. I've been more interested in playing this Mortal Kombat. Now that is some meat and potatoes in the storytelling, in the story mode. It's really cool. I like it. So,
who are you using most of the time?
It says a lot about who are, depending on who your character is.
Well, usually my main is either like Sub Zero or Smoke. I'm trying to use Smoke. I'm pretty decent with him.
So you're a basic bitch. Okay.
I like him. I like him, but the easiest character to use in the game is Liu Kang. That dude's OP as fuck.
He's OP too. He's the fucking god, man. Like,
yeah, he's the fire god now. Yeah, he's OP as fuck. But a character that I've actually liked to use that isn't like one of the main ones I've used in the past trying to think who the fuck's in the.
Oh, you Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage is fun. Johnny Cage is fun to use. No, Goro. I like Raiden. Raiden, cool. Raiden has some cool like combos in there as well. And I'm not the biggest Raiden fan. Oh, I know. So throughout the history of Mortal Kombat, I've always liked Scorpion as a character, but I've never been like the best using him in the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're
okay. And this year he has a little bit of combination of some of the Sub-Zero moves and the Scorpion moves, because in this new era of timeline, Scorpion is the younger Sub-Zero Kuai Liang and not the original. Oh. Not the original. Oh, they Scorpion.
Flipped
the
story.
They yeah, so Bi-Han, right, okay. Right, right. Yeah, Bi-Han is still Sub-Zero. He's the Grandmaster. Yeah. Stop. Getting me all flustered. I don't even know what to do with myself. He knows way too much Mortal Kombat lore. I was not expecting all of that.
No, but you know, yeah. That's pretty dope. I mean, I feel like you have to use those like Liu Kang and Sub-Zero, Scorpion.
And if you're gonna I was always a Shiva guy.
Shiva, okay.
Shiva's not in the game. Not in the game.
Shame.
You know who I can't wait to use, and that's Peacemaker John Cena when he becomes DLC available.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I've been using Jean-Claude Van Damme's skin for Johnny Cage. That shit's cool to see. Because he legit looks like Johnny Cage from MK1. Like the original MK1, not the new MK1.
So do they incorporate like a little bit of Jean-Claude Van Damme's like actual moves? Or is it just mostly kept?
It's Johnny Cage moves, it's Jean-Claude Van Damme's voice.
Oh, okay, like, gotcha.
It's actually him voicing the character and his likeness.
Okay,
but yeah,
that's cool though. That's still cool.
No, that's dope, man.
Good shit. Like the backstory to everyone, they actually gave a meaningful backstory, and like built, like to use wrestling terms, actually built up Baraka and Reptile to make them actual interesting characters and not just henchmen for the villains.
Okay,
yeah, because they never had that before. They were just like there.
You know? This is probably the most interesting Baraka and Reptile have ever been.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the ending of like remember at the end of like playing Tekken 2, Tekken 3, there was like these mini storylines character that you picked in during the story. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It sounds like they're taking a little bit of that and they put it in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. It's a little bit of that. They've also, I'm not gonna say specifically what, but they took some inspiration from Marvel as well. But I'm not gonna say what it is because I don't want to spoil any stories, because I'm sure Matt's gonna listen and I know he's playing the story mode and I don't want to ruin the story mode for him.
Okay,
gotcha. So I've only
shout out Matt.
One of my favorite white people I know.
Mine too.
He's my kind of white people.
Ours definitely too. Definitely top 10 whitey for sure.
So that was good, guys. Wrestling fan of the week. Moving on. So guys, winners and losers, from what we all watched. Who wants to go?
I'll kick things off because you vaguely mentioned it already. A winner for me is Jade Cargill, because from everything we've been seeing, the rumors, the speculation, the reports, she was at the performance center this week, supposedly. I think I saw a picture of her just like in her natural hair at the performance center. She's going to be going to WWE, and regardless of if she goes to NXT and does a program with someone there and then maybe gets the title and then gets called up at the Rumble or something, or she just shows up at the Rumble on the main roster, whatever. Her being in WWE is a big thing because she has star potential. She may not be the best in-ring competitor,
right?
But she'll actually have a performance center. She'll actually be like sit there and taught and coached and show the ins and outs of wrestling inside the wrestling ring. Unlike AEW, I don't feel like they have that luxury the wrestlers do. Because like think about it, like a lot of people don't have a performance center. Like no one has the performance center. I mean, you could say New Japan has like the dojo,
right?
And then like all like the young lions, they go in there and go through the dojo and stuff like that,
right?
But not other companies have that kind of luxury. And I think she's gonna thrive in WWE. I think she should go to Fox. I think she'll be a star. I want to see her matchups like Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Io Sky on the Raw side of things. I would love to see her against Rhea, Becky Lynch, Tiffany Stratton is
oh,
one
of course. That yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And there's that whole discourse too. Like, I've seen that a lot. Like, how like they don't want her to go to NXT, or they don't want her to have a program in NXT, or go straight to the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm looking at, like, if I'm Jade, she wants to get the reps in. She wants to know the WWE playbook. She wants to be ready for when it's her time to really be in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? So whether she goes to the main roster right away or she stays at NXT, like, I think she'll be fine whichever way she goes, you know?
I'm more of the mind that even beyond the wrestling, like, she ain't going to be there too long. She's gotten to bigger and better things, I think, outside of wrestling. She's got the potential for that, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
So even if they give her a stint in NXT or the main roster or whatever, I feel like people should enjoy her while she's there. She ain't going to be there too long.
Facts. Okay, so I'm actually going to start with a loser, right? And hear me out.
Oh, go for it.
Hear me out. You all saw the segment with John Cena and The Rock, right? They shake hands. They do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how is The Rock going to be cordial with John Cena if he's messing with his cousin? You know what I'm saying? Like,
we've long known that The Rock doesn't really care for his family. He's not a very family man.
True. Yeah, but he takes care of a lot of people. He got Tamina a house.
His daughter is in the cult, and he doesn't care or address the fact that she's in the cult.
Okay, hold on. So are you saying there's a potential for The Rock being voted bad dad?
Oh, The Rock's been a bad dad. Him and Ricky share bad dads.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I love our friends in the cafe, but they'd like to throw shade at Rey Mysterio for being a quote unquote bad father. But Rikishi and The Rock aren't great dads for sure.
Okay.
Rikishi's got his sons over here fighting on TV. He's never makes one appearance. His son has tribal combats and for the world title and the crown of tribal chief. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even show up to be there. Like, take care of your issues. He's over there taking selfies with Jimmy Uso and Naomi, but he's not over there helping out his other twin.
Okay.
And his other son, Solo Sikoa, is just blindly following Roman Reigns.
Being like, brainwashed by Paul Heyman.
Yeah. Like I said, brainwashed. The Rock's daughter is brainwashed by Joe Gacy. She's in the schism. Yeah. So there's that. And he doesn't care about Roman. He's afraid of Roman. So that's why he doesn't want it anywhere near the bloodline. He's ducking the bloodline.
Okay. Yes. So you agree. Promise. You agree with me. So yeah, loser. I didn't think I would put The Rock as a loser, but for me, I'm gonna have to, you know. For me, actually a winner, right? And I've been joking about this for a while. But if you saw NXT, they had this segment with JC Jane and Thea Hale where she took her shopping to get new clothes. This whole new makeover of Thought Thea is happening.
Dude, I don't know if she's a winner or we're the winners here.
Hey, both. We're all winning. That's how I look at it. We're all winning. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give a loser to us because no one got to see the best fit.
The final outfit. The final fit. Right.
Yeah, the final fit. Her final form. We don't know her final form.
Right. I mean, she just like morphed into like three thoughts in one segment in like the span of 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You had your thirsty one, then you had the one that's trying to just get you for your money, and then you had the one where they're just trying to like take over your marriage life and become that woman, you know, kind of like the homewrecker thoughty. But then the final version, we don't know yet. Could that be like the Lars Pippen version? Or
damn, I'm not touching that. Just
I mean,
not,
listen.
I'm leaving that alone.
It will stand the test of time. Jordan and Pippen are the best duo, and either and both versions of them got a ring. Both versions of the duo got a ring.
I mean, is he wrong? Technically, not wrong.
No pump fakes, no jump shots. Just straight to the basket, straight to the hole.
What about you, Ben? You got another winner, loser?
But yeah, I got a winner. I got a big winner. Shout out to good dads out there. My winner's gonna be The Rock. Now hear me out. This is why The Rock. Sometimes you gotta let your kids, you gotta let them be like little peacocks and fly. You know what I'm saying? They want to join a call.
Peacocks don't fly. The hard way.
You gotta learn the hard way. You know what I mean? Or, okay, fine. Not a peacock. They gotta be a tuna in water. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just gotta swim on their own. All right. And you know, sometimes it's gonna take joining a cult. You know, sometimes it's gonna take, you know, having tribal combats. Sometimes it's gonna take, you know, being second fiddle to the tribal chief. You know what I'm saying? But they gotta learn. They gotta learn. You can't hold their hand.
That's life, right? That's life.
Right. That's how you change the hierarchy of power. You know what I'm saying? And no one does that but The Rock. You know what I'm saying? And look, he's been away for a minute. He's been gone. But he's back, and he's showing y'all how to be dads. Just let your kids fail. You know what I mean? Let them fail. Be out there and let them fail. And then, you know, you pick them back up. But sometimes you just got to let them fail a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. You got to put them in the deep end. And if they turn a different color.
Chuck them.
If they turn a different color, then you go in.
Hey, man.
Gotcha.
Unless you start seeing purple, sometimes you just got to let them swim. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of which, let me move on to my next winner, and that's Shinsuke Nakamura, because he's successfully getting under, like, inside the mind of Seth Rollins, getting under his skin. He's gotten Seth to the point where he's like, dude, I just want to fucking fight you. You want to fight me? Okay, fine. You tell me when you want to fight me, where you want to fight me. I'll even let you pick the stipulations. I just want to get my hands on you. And here's the thing. Shinsuke was the one that lost the title match, but Seth is the one that's desperate for the rematch.
Right.
He's literally playing him like a fucking fiddle. He's a Yukazi boss, man. He's like an anime villain. Straight up. Love it. He's plotting his revenge, kind of like Shansung plots his revenge towards Liu Kang.
Oh, look at the tie.
Fucking, okay.
I was going to say more like Dr. Gero, more like Dr. Gero, but okay. You know, so let's go.
Dr. Gero failed, though. I don't want Shinsuke to fail.
But the seeds were planted. At least I'm going with the notion the seeds were planted.
You
but
know
yeah,
what's crazy, though? For as much as Shinsuke was flopping, all it took was for him to blow Seth Rollins' back out a few times. Now he's back on top, you know?
I mean, he's doing it more than Becky.
I mean, someone has to blow Seth's back out, so might as well be Shinsuke.
It's the building blocks to the architect, baby. That's what you got to do sometimes, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Shinsuke definitely a winner for me there.
No. You're right. Definitely. And I don't know why. Like, the first match was dope, but this second match that that's going to happen, I'm more anticipated for that than anything else.
What's the stipulation do you think it could be?
Well, it's going to be at Crown Jewel, right?
We don't know where it's going to be. It's either going to be at the Saudi show or it's going to be at Fastlane.
Oh.
In October. I think Fastlane's the October. No, but then it'd be too far away.
It'd
I think
be too
it might
far
be the Saudi show.
Yeah, it might be the Saudi show. You know what? If it's the Saudi show, I don't think they're going to do a stipulation. I think it's going to be straight match. If it's Fastlane, I can see him doing a false count anywhere type of deal, or you know, anything goes. But I don't know. Like, to me, if they just leave it a regular match, I'm fine with. I don't know. Shinsuke is not really like built for those hardcore. You know what I'm saying? Like those anything that uses like
it has to be kind of like us. It has to be kind of like a specific stipulation, like.
Submission
like a break your back, like a break your back match, like you have to literally break his back, like a fatality, like in our sweaty session last week, like he has like literally like the cap, like just like handicap the man, you know,
or maybe like a last man standing, kind of like a last man standing match might be.
Oh yeah, that could work. Yeah, okay. I like that. Doesn't have to necessarily be a hardcore match, but right. It has like some extreme rules elements to it. I like it. Okay.
I see what you're putting down.
Winner, obviously, you know, it's our show, you know, Dom, Judgment Day, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you took mine. Son of a bitch.
Him versus Carmelo Hayes. And then for no reason, bitch slapping Dragunov. I feel like I can understand Dom's issue with Dragunov because he was always in his way. He was being thrown at him a couple times, and he was just always in his way. So I just felt like maybe also Dom was thinking like, yo, I can't really beat Carmelo Hayes right now, so I'm going to try to get myself DQ'd or something like that and slap Dragunov. So in a way, it was a smart move because it caused Dragunov to come in, and, you know, there's a no contest, and, you know, and then they still keep their titles.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. I think I'm actually gonna lean in the opposite direction and give the Judgment Day losers as a whole.
Okay.
Let me explain. Last week on Monday Night Raw in the main event, what happened? Rhea won, but what happened to end that match? She got destroyed, taken out, and she got plowed by Nia Jax. And then she got slapped around by Nia Jax. Yeah. Then you go over to, on SmackDown, Balor did get the win over AJ Styles, which was a good match. But then you go back to Raw, and Dom lost to Cody.
Yeah.
Then twice. They spent the entire... Yeah, there you go. Then spent the entire night trying to, recruit Jay into the Judgment Day. That didn't go according to plan. They all three of them got super kicked because Mommy wasn't there to even out the odds. They did get the upper hand on him eventually, but then Cody Rhodes made the save and even things out again. Yeah. So they weren't successful in that regards. As much as I love Dom, he barely snuck out of there with a win. He had to pull like a Miz, Eddie Guerrero, chicken shit heel type of like outcome to technically get that win there.
Right.
And it wasn't like Shinsuke when he got the win because Ricochet hit him with the steel chair and got disqualified. It's because he wasn't even trying to win that match. He was just fucking and toying with Ricochet to the point where Ricochet just got pissed and even forgot the rules of pro wrestling because he's over here arguing with the referee after he got disqualified and shit. He's like, what do you mean? Like, he tried to hit me first. It was self-defense. I'm like, self-defense does not constitute no DQ, Ricochet.
And then at the same time, I'm giving the loser to the Judgment Day, man. Are we all kind of doing self-defense in this situation, you know? So,
exactly.
No, I feel you. Yeah, Ricochet. Shout out to Ricochet, though. I mean, we talk about Shinsuke Nakamura getting a build, but they're building Ricochet up, too, as well.
Yeah, not Shinsuke, sorry. Seth, I think, was quoted to saying that he wants to have a world title match with Ricochet. Yeah. Maybe that's the match at Saudi. Or maybe that's the match at Fastlane, one of the two matches. Or maybe it's just a random Raw that Shinsuke gets God damn it, why do I keep saying
Rollins.
That Seth gives
Ricochet.
I keep saying Shinsuke, god fucking damn it. The dude with the song gives the bald guy with the flipping a championship match before the Japanese mob boss gets his opportunity.
Gotcha.
There you go. Jesus.
What kind of dirt sheet headline clickbait was that?
No, that sounded more like a porn video title. Singing man in fancy suit takes on bald flippy guy as Japanese Bob Moss watches.
As stepsister watches.
Yeah,
always a stepsister.
Dude, I'm telling you, a lot of people click on that for some reason.
No, actually, that's a bit of a gripe. I have an issue with that because I don't like the implications of those kind of videos.
You. Right.
And what sucks about that, and I feel like they do it on purpose, they have the best looking actresses in those videos, and it's like, I feel you compelled.
You think it's going to be family friendly?
Well, no, not necessarily. Not for the whole family. Certain members of the family.
Like, you think you look at it, and they're going to be just sitting there playing Hungry Hungry Hippos instead of actually being a Hungry Hungry Hippo.
No, okay. The best way I can describe it is they're attractive. They look fantastic. They look great. I want to click on the videos to watch the actress. But then the context of it is that it's step siblings or it's stepdaughter stuff. And it's just
right.
Why do you have to ruin it?
Triggers something in you? We want to unpack this a little bit?
No.
Yo,
You know what it is like? It's like being offered, I'm like, hey, you want some really good tacos de carne asada? I'm like, oh yeah, for sure. I'm like, okay, here you go. And then you get the tacos and they have sour cream, lettuce, and tomato instead of cilantro and onion.
Aye.
What kind of analogy? What the fuck?
Listen, I know where he's going, and I'll take it. And I'll take it. I'll take it. Another winner for me is Becky Lynch tagging up with Valkyria on NXT. I thought another banger of a match with Tiffany Stratton and all of them, you know, even though it's a tag match. Dude, they got chemistry.
Is this the NXT where she did that rhyme promo?
Yes. Where she rhymed and everything like that? Yeah. Did you enjoy Becky Lynch dropping bars?
I did because
the
way I wrote it down in my notes is like Becky Lynch does her own sweaty session.
Yes.
like legit was there doing a sweaty session.
Becky Lynch was out there like Asher Roth, bro. Like what is this? Like what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Like what?
This man said Asher Roth.
Yo. No. Disrespect on Asher Roth. No. True. She was out there sounding like Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh my god.
I mean, she did MGK. Good. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Megan Fox. She's in the game. She's in Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah, she's that vampire, right?
Yeah. Natara. Her voice acting is almost as bad as how Benji thinks Becky's promo was.
I mean, she went out and tried to
rhyme, you know, but none of us had the time, you know? And it was like, you're going to do all that and take it from me? But no, it was mine, you know?
Okay. Macklemore?
No, don't disrespect me like that.
No, but you didn't think okay, that... Okay. You didn't think what she was saying was fire? Like she said, because we bring the fight every damn night, it doesn't matter the name. The game is the same. Gigi Dolan, Alexa Lopez, Thea Hall, Roxanne Perez. I'll be here for a while and I'll go the extra mile.
Becky's willing to go the extra mile. I see. Got it.
You didn't like the Dr. Seuss if Green Eggs and Ham?
Get her Hallmark ass out of here, man. What the fuck was that? Ain't nobody veto this? Ain't nobody say, hey, this is whack. Like, let's not.
Oh, my God. Tell us how you really feel, Benji.
I thought Ronda Rousey's promos were bad.
No.
All right, that might have been much. That's a little bit much. It wasn't that bad.
All right.
We found the line.
That's all Benji's goal was this entire, last 15 minutes to find the line.
Get your little mama sounding ass. Is that what you said? Get your little mama sounding ass?
You disrespecting little mama and her lip gloss that's popping? What?
Chicken noodle soup, man, with the soda on the side.
She was up there with Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z was like looking at her like, yo, what are you doing?
I thought you were about to say JP. I'm like, oh, okay. Shout out to some Mexican rappers.
Shout out, JP. Shout out Snow the Product.
Benji. You're Snow the Product, man. That's who you are. You're Snow the Product.
I'll take that. That's W.
Yeah. Hey, you're bilingual rapping.
But yeah, I mean, for me, what's another? Okay, here's another winner, right? And I'll kind of end it off in this one. The it's like, I don't know, it's Scripps and all of them. They were shooting craps in the backstage area of NXT. Did you see this?
No.
That shit looked like a skit out of a scary movie.
Bro, that's what I was...
Scary movie 4 and not one of the good ones.
Yeah, not one of the good ones, man. I was like, yo, what is going on here?
NXT into power.
I was like, I know HBK had to be the one backstage like orchestrating this, you know what I'm saying?
Real.
You know, I was like, yo, the idea is to get 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven. The only thing I was hoping for was seeing like Ashy Larry up in there.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I want to give one final winner, And I never say a lot of good things about this man, but we use his name as part of the show. Austin Theory. He was in there with The Rock.
Hey.
He had a segment with The Rock.
He held his own.
And you know, like, yeah, he held his own. He clapped back at The Rock.
He did.
He hit him, he hit The Rock with his own like shtick.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you think, Rock.
the timing was perfect.
Man. It was some Listen, oh, it was good.
If he can't make, if nothing pops off after this Rock thing, I don't know how much more legends you could throw at him.
True.
Because he beat Cena at Mania. He's had an interaction with The Rock. He got fondled and groomed by Vince McMahon. So, you know, he's been given a lot.
Shout out NDAs. Jesus.
We were talking about step siblings or whatever. He was like the stepchild of the way as well.
Like he was oh, like, that's right. Like the, that's right. We almost forgot about that.
Yeah, he was step siblings with NDA. I wonder if they made a video together.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, what happened?
All right, went off track.
Yeah, that's.
No, that was Dexter Loomis. Sorry, I confused them. Vince.
But if that's it for winners and losers.
Yeah, that's like a.
Yeah, that's all.
I kind of want to go into like to a little bit of news and rumors. So basically,
Oh, you got news? Okay.
I got a little bit. It's nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? I know we all watched that show, Sneaker Shopping on Complex. So they had Pesa Pluma on there. I don't
know if y'all saw that. Shout out
Shannon. Wait, what?
Yeah.
They had Pesa Pluma on there on the Sneaker Shopping.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that, actually.
Oh, it's pretty good. I actually did. For some reason, I knew he was from Guadalajara, but like I didn't know that he lived in Texas.
You could see why people say he looks like Dom.
Oh yeah, dude, totally. I mean, when they were chanting it, I was like, I didn't see it at first, but now like I totally cannot unsee it now. But yeah, he went in there, you know, he talked some sneakers with Jolo Puma, you know, bought a lot of shoes, him and his homies. It was good. It was a good episode. Y'all should check it out.
For sure.
I'll check it out. For sure.
But yeah,
you got any other news?
My only newsworthy. There's a rumor out there saying that Nia Jax like injured Rhea Ripley. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't believe it, but
I mean, truth. What is truth? It's just you know what? Just start rumors. That's what everybody else does.
the other bit.
I mean, it is the Latino thing to do.
The chismis. The other thing that that also dropped today that was kind of news too was the haunted jail thing that WWE is doing with Shotzi Blackheart and Scarlett Bordeaux.
Oh yeah.
Their first guest was Judgment Day, Dom and Rhea Ripley. They had that going. It was pretty interesting. I think you should check it out. They got a little bit of a horror wave going on with the two of them. So
it's pretty good. It's spooky season. Yeah.
Yes.
Spooky season for sure. I mean, not a lot because we already talked about Jade Cargill. That was like the biggest news, and we already talked about Rock returning. Those were like the biggest news. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a slow newsworthy week. Nothing too wild. But yeah, guys, is it that time?
I guess
for what? What time is it?
It's clobbering time.
And now, sweaty session.
Benji, do you want to tell the fans what the sweaty session is this week?
Yeah. So the sweaty session this week was, you know, we thought, you know, in honor of the writer's strike and the honor of hardworking people everywhere, we thought, you know what? It's a wrestling podcast. We do a little improv here. You know what I'm saying? So we thought, why don't we put wrestlers in different professions, different scenarios, different jobs, and see how that would play out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you have one in mind, or you want me to list off on mine?
I mean, when in Rome, go ahead. Start us off.
Okay. For instance, this is an easy one. You know, I decided Seth Rollins. So like you said, like let's say this the writer's strike and stuff like that. Let's say there was like a wrestling strike worldwide, all across all promotions, so they could be a union in wrestling, right? So what wrestlers, what occupations they take, what professions? Seth Rollins would actually become an architect, just like Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother, and he would help build the new headquarters for the new TKO ownership group that just bought and merged UFC and WWE That's together. Smart. So he's actually going to be the architect for the new Titans Tower of TKO.
I like that. I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Lean into the gimmicks.
For me, I had so with the same idea, I thought that a bunch of them would kind of like work in hospitals or be a teacher, right? So, you know, Stone Cold, since he has that famous segment with Vince McMahon when they're in the hospital, I thought how funny would it be if Stone Cold Steve Austin was a surgical doctor, you know what I'm saying? He'd be there, you know, doing whatever plastic surgery, whatever, you know, helping somebody deliver a baby. He'll be asking for all the equipment, you know, saying he'll be like, scalpels, what? Scissors, what? Needles, what? You know? You know, saying when they're done with the surgery, when they're done with the surgery, he's stitching it up. He's like, surgery's completed. Give me a hell yeah. And everyone's like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. LA Knight is his assistant. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the surgical assistant, you know what I'm saying? Right there.
Yeah, he's like, give me the tweezers. Like, what? Give me the tweezers. What? Yeah. Yeah. Little John's in there.
Yeah.
Little John's in there. Okay. Oh my God.
He's done with like a 4-hour heart transplant, and then they ask him, he's got to go and do a kidney transplant. And he's like, what? Oh, yeah.
A kidney, what?
Jesus.
Oh, when he gives off the prescriptions, he's like, make sure you get plenty of rest. What? Get a pop of a couple of Vicodins. What? Make sure you take this with some water. What? Like a cup of whiskey. What? Shot of tequila. What? A pint of beer.
What?
Yeah. Just like
Vicodins and tequila. What the?
I never said it was going to be a good surgeon or doctor.
This person's dead.
Give me, oh yeah. Is that the reception?
Or like when they're trying to like, you know, they get on the PA system and they're trying to call doctor to whatever floor, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like, it's like Jim Ross and he's trying to reach, you know, Dr. Austin. He's like, Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
You're needed for surgery. Yeah, you're needed for surgery.
You're needed for a heart transplant. Room 360.
But yeah, I would have Rey Mysterio as a guidance counselor. Oh, because look,
okay.
He would have learned from his mistakes with, you know, his son, you know what I mean? And then you know how Rey Mysterio cuts his promos, you know, he'd be, look at mijo, listen, son. Te tienes que poner las pilas, you gotta put on the batteries. Tienes que echarle muchas ganas, you gotta try a lot. No te agüites, never give up. You know, and it would just go on like that the whole time. And I feel like, you know, we'd have a lot of more Doms running around, and that'd be much better for everybody. Just having more Doms here in the world. You know what I mean?
You know what? That's a good one. Speaking of Dom, Dirty Dom Mysterio would actually be an activist and try to start a prison reform system for wrestlers to get incarcerated.
Yes.
So he's like, I don't want people to go through and be traumatized after being in the joints, in the click, in the clink, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be here for others. He's kind of like when veterans, like from like the military, they come in and they have like PTSD and they have like group sessions.
Yeah.
Dom's there to help them transition back into society. After being incarcerated.
And it's Toothpick Dom. Remember when he's like finally fully into
him? Yeah. He has a little like notepad and everything. His flannel, like he has the flannel. He's like the teacher from Blood In, Blood Out.
Yeah.
It's like no matches, Holmes. You have to apply yourself. You can't let that shit get to you, man. You know, like it's tough out there, but you know, right here, you can get a Big Mac. You know, you have double quarter pounders with cheese. You don't have that in the joint. You just have to go ahead and make sure you find yourself a mommy, a mamacita, and treat her right. Get her tacos.
Hell no. Or he could be like the teacher from Stand and Deliver. Remember that movie?
Oh, shit.
Trying to teach them all calculus. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
I
thought about that movie in years.
Yo, man. That's a classic. That's a classic.
Not me leaning into the stereotype, so.
Shout out stereotypes. Shout out.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, obviously, I'm going to say this person ends up being a mathematician, right? It's pretty obvious who the mathematician is. It's Scott Steiner, right? He becomes this mathematician in the school. That's the only job that will take him. You know, he's telling them, all the multiplication, division, algebra, you know, calculus. You know, he's saying like, you know, 20% this, 10% that, 20% skill, 50% incarcerated power and will. You know, okay,
Ford Miner, get the fuck out.
You know what I'm saying? 5% pleasure, you know, 50% pain. You know what I'm saying? So
remember the name. Big Papa Pop Brickzilla Scott Steiner. Oh my God.
I would have had the trauma support group featuring Christian for people who've lost their fathers, you know?
Ooh.
And then it'd be very motivational, you know what I mean? You'd be like, look, your dad's not here, but he's got a coffin, so he's always gonna have a place, you know?
Oh my God.
So oh my gosh.
When I cross the lines, let me just
well, I mean the line's been crossed since the episode started, but
you know what? He hasn't really been used a lot lately, and he had this gimmick prior, so like maybe now with the wrestling strike, Riddick Moss can actually start his stand-up comedy career and actually work on his jokes. You know, maybe he can just start working on some jokes. Maybe we can commission him for a few ghetto jokes, you know?
Yeah,
like, do some stand-up, you know?
He might start off his stand-up like a day in the life of a wrestler. I never thought that I'd be training this much to be touching another man. But hey, here I am.
You know, it takes 50% skill. For what I
hear. What would be like a Riddick Moss joke, you know? What would he say? Like, let's say he's talking about countries, you know? And he'd be like, you know, just make sure you're Taiwan shoe. And then you tie the other.
Get your nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty.
Oh my God. Okay, here's
get your knickknack squatter paddlewhack. Okay, anyway, so for
here's
me
what's up? Oh, okay, go ahead.
For me, I'm gonna keep it in the school format. History teacher would be Cody Rhodes. You know, Mr. Rhodes, history teacher, would be him. So, you know, when they're talking about Civil War and they're talking about social adjustment, he could talk about all that. You know what I'm saying?
Civil rights activist, civil rights Cody
activist,
Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, you know what I'm saying? Don't let the man keep you down. Apparently. You got to keep pushing on because I'm going to have a biracial baby, and that means something. That'll be his whole slogan. That'll be his whole MO, you know.
Oh my God. Okay, here's a pretty straightforward one. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. This goes back to just doing nothing but dentistry.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
No, but it is on the nose. Another one that's on the nose is JBL. He can start his own limo service, call it the John Bradshaw Limo.
Oh, okay.
John Bradshaw Longhorns.
Yeah, like a Uber, like a JBL Uber.
Yeah. You can take it right in the back seat or on the front with the horns. It's completely up to you. Personal preference.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you could do something like that. Something simple. Benji, you got anything else?
Yeah. So speaking of driving, I would have Prince Nana as a driving instructor. You know.
Okay.
Because he swears with the truck. When he drives. All he teaches you is how to swear when you drive. You're just doing Tom like donuts.
That's good.
Bro, I love him so much, man. He's so funny, man.
Prince Nana, shout out to Prince Nana.
Hilarious.
Dude. That guy is gold. That guy is gold.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. Jess, you got any more?
Oh, okay. So I was actually thinking, like, you know, we've all been to all forms of school, elementary school, junior high school. There always comes a time where drugs are being talked about, right? We all know DARE, right? Mm-hmm. So they usually bring somebody in to talk about this. For me, it would be Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy talking about the do's and don'ts of, you know, potentially, you know, sticking yourself in the vein, grabbing a tourniquet and all that, and, you know, what? You know, climbing tall buildings when you're intoxicated or, you know, high as hell and don't know what you're doing in a match, but then you get pinned by Sting and how you need to recover from overdose and, you know, all that and rehab and making sure that, you know, you do whatever it takes to survive, but you keep getting back on, but, you know. So yeah, their ambassador Jeff Hardy.
Shout out to the people in Narcan, I guess.
Get
off. I don't know where you were going with that. I was nervous. I don't know where you were gonna go with that shit.
Just don't do drugs.
Or I mean, do, but you know, in moderation.
Thank you. What do you got, Vince? You got any more?
So I think, well, you know, Vince is muted right now, so it's all right. So I was you had something to say, Vince?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, finish your thought.
If you had one more, go ahead.
I had a few more. Go ahead. I have a handful. I can fire them off rapid fire style.
We're here, Vince. We're in the moment. Just go ahead. Rapid fire. Let's go. What you got?
All right. Okay, well, now that there is no wrestling, there's a wrestling, there's no separation between companies. Okay. I say Sheamus and Cesaro reunite the bar and start the bar, and they could have the guys from the Brawling Brutes be like the bartenders and like the servers and like the kitchen guys making the burgers, making like the cooks. Thank you. Words are a challenge at times. Yeah. yeah, there you go.
The bar a little bit.
A little bit. A little shot of tequila, some Vicodin, some prednisone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa. Hey, I took the
intervention here. You know?
I took Dr. Steve Austin's prescription. That's what he prescribed. Some Vicodins, a shot of whiskey.
That sounds like a 1990s wrestler. Jesus Christ.
That sounds like a Kurt Angle mix right there.
Vince is on the perk? What?
I'm going to have to say gym teacher, because I think he actually was studying to be a gym teacher, but John Cena.
Okay.
You know, get them all physically fit, get them healthy, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone would be all like, you know, you can't see me, and, you know, have the whole motivational speech. It's like, the future goes through me. It's us versus them. You know what I'm saying? Never give up. So I think he would be a good gym teacher.
Okay. All right.
I could see that.
Speaking of John Cena, I think this is straightforward. You know, he can't act. He can't wrestle. Bring back his rap career. He can do some features with some new artists, or maybe he can do something with old artists. You know, Snoop Dogg's done some WWE stuff. Maybe he can link up with Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. He gets with Death Row, meet Dr. Dre, Dr. Thugonomics, Dr. Dre. They can get their doctorates on, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they that's a good one.
Link up with another white rapper, okay, and Eminem, maybe 50 Cent. Or, you know, he could, maybe like...
some Action Bronson, some Paul Wall, you know?
Some Logic.
Yeah, JP, you know, he can hit, like link up with Snow the Product, or J. Cole, right, maybe right. Kanye, Jay-Z. Yeah, I know he's a fan of Jay-Z. They were supposed to do a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, him and Fendi,
and then Yeah. So maybe he could do something there. So, yeah, John Cena, bring back that rap career. Bring back the rap career.
You know, you're right. John Cena and Fabulous is what we need in 2023, for sure.
What about you, Benji? What do you got?
Well, after that doozy, I'm going to say I would have... Okay, now hear me out. You know, sex positivity is a thing, right? So, listen. You got the Viking Raiders. They're doing their shtick, right? But listen. A little bit of that crumb dust from Valhalla, you know what I'm saying? Off that foot. That flip
foot. Oh, my God.
What?
Listen, there's a market. I'm just saying, there's a market. Don't mute.
What? Okay, first off, don't let him control his own narrative. We did not mute him. He muted himself. He tried to make it seem like we muted him. We don't mute people here.
No muting allowed. No muting allowed. Get your...
You know, my voice has been silenced. I feel like I've been attacked emotionally. And I will not stand for this. You know
get
what I mean?
Your CM Punk people have their right legs. Get so... your CM Punk.
Wow. You said I'm Phil Brooks?
Oh, my God.
I need a muffin.
Hell no. Well, I'm tapped out. Unless you got any, you got one more, Vince?
I do have one more.
Okay.
Xavier Woods uses his PhD in educational psychology and becomes a therapist/psychiatrist for all the wrestlers having a hard time and struggle mentally during the wrestler strike. You know, he's there for everyone.
Oh, that's actually a serious answer. Okay.
I was trying to end it on something serious. Let's do something goofy then. Cruz del Toro can be a bullfighter. He'll be like a matador. He'll be like,
oh, stereotype, no, you wow. Wow. This is where we're at.
Oh, my God.
No. But yeah, that was a good sweaty session.
You got Legal the Fantasma as Doctors Without Borders.
Oh yo, what? Hell no.
Oh, my God.
No, but that was a good sweaty session, produced by yours truly, the artist, Benji.
Usually, put this shit on me.
Usually we end our show with a simple message straight from the heart, because you got to believe in yourself.
Yeah, go ahead, Benji. You go first.
Never be afraid to be yourself authentically, 100%. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's in a relationship, whether it's in friendship, whether it's in life, whether that's online. Don't be afraid to be yourself. That's all I'm going to say.
That's true. Be true to your own. Be true.
Be true. And look, if you're a little weirdo, you know, you like to sniff things.
Own it.
Embrace it. Be who you are. That's right. You sniff that shirt. You sniff that foot with consent.
My message is don't sweat the small stuff. You know, there's a lot of things that we can't control out there. So, you know. Sometimes it's not your undoing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So okay. Don't sweat the small stuff.
All right.
Don't sweat the technique.
The only sweating you should be doing is in our sessions during the episodes. I have one. It's not so much like a message as more as like a heed and a warning to everyone.
Oh shit!
I want to just emphasize that identity theft is not a joke, guys. Millions of families suffer every year, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, I do want to say that what's the best way to put it? Don't be an idiot. Whenever, before I do anything, I ask myself, would an idiot do that? And if the answer is yes, I do not do that thing. You know? So... just don't be an idiot. And the last one, this isn't goodbye for forever. It's only goodbye for now. We're going to go on our lunch break. We'll be back in 15 minutes or however long we eat our tacos.
Okay.
Nice, nice.
Okay.
But to kind of connect that all together, we do want to say that the three of us will be taking a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a break, and we'll be back around October. There'll still be stuff going on within the Getcho feed, like Lichon Diaries and This Your Boy Just and that type of stuff. But as far as the Getcho is right now, we just decided to take a break. We've been going hard, right, for almost a whole year and some days.
They're going hard in the paint.
Going hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying? And so
we're going ham.
We need a little bit of break, you know, like Benji, like Vin said, you know, eat our tacos, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back, you know? So until then, that's us. That's our message.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to add something to it, but you hit the nail right on the head.
Hey.
Yeah, that was it. Should we just plug our stuff from now and then just...
Go for it, yeah. Let's all plug ourselves.
All right, Benji, go ahead and plug yourself.
Phrasing, but okay. So yeah, you know, you need, you know, Benji Calavera on the Instagram, on the TikTok, on the Facebook, on the you know, hit on the Getcho, you know what I mean? You want your art, you want your stuff, hit me up.
Okay, all right. As for me, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @SCSVince. Linktree in my bio takes to everything. Straight Talk, final Straight Talk is up. Curtain call, give it a listen.
Hey, check it out. They're both episodes are both dope. And you can find me in Getcho Podcast on Twitter, Getcho Podcast on Instagram. You can't find me there. You can find me Marks and Mikes. Yo, this music is taking me off guard. not Boyz II Men. But yeah, like I said, we'll be taking a break, but we'll be back, y'all.
Don't worry, we're boys now. It's gonna be Boyz II Men when we come back.
That's right.
Yeah. So for that, we'll catch you on the next one, guys.
That's right.
Keeping on. Don't be an idiot.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Lost my virginity to this shit.
Did you really? All right, let's come on. Let's get into the part.
Yo, we out of here, y'all. Yeah.
Come on, it's me, baby.
Peace out, y'all.